said that when I wrote it, I had the impression that I was doing something that a writer shouldn't do, and I knew that I was putting my protagonist into a situation that really you should never put a protagonist in. But anyway, I wrote it. Progress was difficult. His legs were too tired, too heavy. Again, he looked at his watch, pressing the button to eliminate the dial. It was 1 minute to midnight. He raised the watch to his face, to his ear, pressing it close, listening. Yes, still working, but the mechanism was turning too slowly, the tip sounding like the heartbeat of a dying man. Time was moving along as thickly as black sludge here in this place where the night coagulated. He was desperate to escape the feeling of stasis, made a few more tentative steps, arms outstretched, fearful of what he might find to stop. Stop here. Movement ahead, black against black. Nyquist stepped forward. Another movement. People. Living human beings. Those who embraced the darkness completely. Each one was dressed entirely in black, with no skin visible at any point. Even their faces were covered entirely. Their eyes hidden behind strips of cloth. They moved slowly, slowly, one breath at a time. Nyquist stared at them. Where the night seemed darker than it ever was, a deeper shadow.